Today's broadcast is brought to you in part by Corporate Capital Direct. Listen, banks are not lending, and the online lenders may not tell you all you need to hear to make the right decision for your company needs. Get the inside edge for business financing. Whether you have capital needs for inventory, payroll, general operating expenses, or even to consolidate expensive debt or tax issues, Corporate Capital Direct can help you avoid common mistakes when seeking a capital solution for your business. Never upfront fees. Get the inside edge for your business financing needs. Call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com. Again, call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com.
Welcome to Legal News and Review, recipient of the Florida Bar Award of Excellence, and featuring Michael Santucci, co-chair of the Intellectual Property Division of the Broward Bar. From the law firm of Santucci Priori, practicing intellectual property, business, and entertainment law and litigation, located in downtown Fort Lauderdale. Legal News and Review, the only real problem solver radio program using the law, with your moderator, Philip Bell, and hosts and legal panel attorney, Gary Singer, chair of the Broward County Bar Association's Real Property Section. Gary Singer is board certified in real estate law and a syndicated columnist from the Sun Sentinel. He is an expert in his field of practice. Now, here's your moderator, Philip Bell.
On the docket for today's broadcast, commercial real estate in South Florida, it is booming, especially in mixed-use properties. That is where the first floor are business condos and the floors above are residential condos. And people are taking real estate. Get this, and this is under the radar, but you're going to hear more about it as time goes on. They're taking real estate and putting it into their 401k for retirement. It's, of course, for performance real estate. It gets tax deferred. Well, supply and demand have helped sale prices go up. And will continue to do so because there are less distressed properties on the market. Addressing commercial real estate is board certified in real estate law attorney Roberto Fletes. Did I do justice to that?
You did.
Oh, wow. Nobody's doing a drink on me today. And you are the third.
That is correct.
Very good. First of all, I'd like to introduce and welcome our legal panel host. Good afternoon, Gary Singer.
Hey, how you doing, Phil?
Good afternoon, Michael Santucci.
How are you, Phil?
And a special good afternoon to Gary Ostro.
I wasn't going to mention that Gary Singer was about 40 minutes late. In fact, I'm not going to mention that. That was yesterday. Oh, so you were earlier
today. Very early.
Okay, get it.
Hold him in contempt.
Yeah, where's Judge Levinson when we need him?
We'll bring him in.
You know, Gary, I'm curious to know in your articles, I've actually subscribed to the Sun Sentinel, thanks to you. Because I want to see your article on Monday.
That's a good enough reason. I think everyone should subscribe because of me.
Every Monday you see a smiley face. But there are less distressed properties on the market, and that means values are going up. Would you concur on that?
I don't know necessarily that to go hand in hand like that, but I will definitely agree there's much less distressed properties. And I believe we had an 8.7% year-over-year increase in Broward County last year. Yeah, so values are going up.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah, he definitely did it. Thank you. As soon as he got it out of office,
you mean he did something? Right, he did something, made something happen.
He made a lot of things happen. Just
and before not for I, before I really Let's introduce Roberto, guys, I did want to read this real quick. The Festival of Flutes. This is a very important fundraising.
Great thing.
This is at Parkland Golf Country Club, and also in conjunction with Gateway Community Outreach. Gateway Community Outreach is celebrating their 22nd year. Helped so far 700,000 families pay their mortgage, pay their rent, get food, and even education of how to get out from that. And guess what, guys? They just don't pay 1 month of rent and say good luck. They pay up to 17 months of rent or mortgage payments. And it's all done through grants. Talk about an organization
That's
that
awesome.
Made
it's a difference. It's a good organization. Yeah. It's a good event. Scott Brook, former mayor of Coral Springs and a family lawyer in town, a very talented family lawyer in town, actually, has been a huge sponsor of the Festival of Flutes for years. I've gone myself a couple times. Great organization. Yeah. If you have a chance to go, you should go. It's a lot of fun.
It is
Wednesday.
Yeah, the flutes.
No, I won't be going.
You're going to miss out.
No, you got to. No, we're all going to be there, guys. It's Wednesday.
You know, you can help someone who isn't a criminal for once.
There you go.
I don't know what that's like. Let me see if I can feel that out.
But it's Wednesday, April 26th, and it's from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And if you want more information, you can call Gateway Community Outreach directly. And that's 954-725-8434. That's Gateway Community Outreach. They're located in Deerfield Beach. Give them a call. And if you know somebody that needs help, you know, they're there to help, and they've helped so many, and they will continue to do so as well. You know, gentlemen, we talked about distressed properties, and there's less of those. I mean, foreclosures are down, short sales are down. But also, commercial real estate is starting to come back. People are actually putting it as investment property in their 401ks. It's just one example of things we're going to talk about today. But I'd like to welcome to Legal News and Review, Roberto Fletes III. Did you get on that? Close?
That was pretty close.
Okay, what is it?
Fletes.
Fletes. Ah, I'll get it right by the end of the show. You know, first of all, for our audience to understand commercial property, what actually, how is a property deemed commercial? What is a commercial property?
Essentially, it is any property that's not intended for residential or personal use. So anything that's for investment, income producing, that type of property is considered commercial. From a zoning standpoint, anything that is 1 to 4 units is considered residential. So anything other than that would be deemed commercial. Another idea for you can call commercial is a property, a house that you use to or intend to use to rent out. If you're going to rent out a single family home, that can be considered a commercial property because it's for investment purposes.
But you work at interesting levels. I mean, you have a project right now. We won't talk the name of the project, but you shared with me, and the value of that is over $300 million. But you work at all levels. Is that correct?
That's correct. From the mom and pop that want to buy their first, you know, home, or the investor that wants to invest in a mixed use project worth millions of dollars, at all levels, we handle all types of cases.
And does it make a difference of how I take title to commercial property?
Oh, definitely. I mean, depending on what you're intentions are for the property, I mean, there are tax implications, succession implications, liability issues that you must consider. I mean, there are various ways to take title. What I can say is most investment or commercial property, you don't take title to individually. You'll either create a company, create a trust in any other form or vehicle, but individually.
So why is that?
Primarily for liability purposes. I mean, if you're doing a commercial property, if you're going to purchase a commercial property for investment, let's say it's a rental, you're going to have people, you know, coming into that property, using that property for, you know, business purposes or whatever. You don't want them to have access to your personal assets if something were to go wrong. So that's why you usually would title it into a company or a trust, or isolate yourself and protect yourself from liability.
Is there one form of business you should use to own properties that are better than others, or is it really case by case?
Great question.
It's actually a case by case basis. I mean, the LLC now is the hot form of owning title to commercial property, but recent case law has shown us that if you don't structure your LLC appropriately, you they can pierce that corporate veil and come after you individually. So
what's that mean, pierce the corporate veil?
Essentially, that even though you've created this legal structure, this entity to hold title to the property, for liability purposes, they can still come after you individually and go through the LLC and come straight at you personally.
And Roberto, I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead, Gary, please.
Okay. Roberto, Gary Ostro, I was going to ask about what about the LLC corporate structure makes it advantageous, as opposed to a sub-S corporation or any other corporation for that matter?
There are a number of advantages. Specifically, the tax advantages are huge. You can elect to be a pass-through entity for tax purposes and be only taxed at the individual level. I think that's one of the most common pros in using an LLC, in the sense that you're not taxed both at the corporate level and at the individual level. And at the same time, for liability purposes, it creates that shell. It creates that protection from you personally against anybody that comes into the property or can come after you for any type of issue with the property.
What about here in South Florida? Yeah. We're such an international community. Often you'll have a partner in your real estate business who, you know, might be a citizen of Venezuela or Canada. Are there any advantages to an LLC over an S-Corp for that type of corporation where all of the shareholders or owners are not United States citizens or green card holders?
Yeah, the LLC is actually the preferred corporate structure for someone that is outside of the United States or somebody that's investing in property for the first time or coming from a different country. So definitely the LLC will be the preferred avenue to hold title to a commercial property if you are a foreign investor.
Mm-hmm. If someone... Someone's got a realtor. Why do they need to hire an attorney?
That's an interesting question. Realtors aren't lawyers.
Some of them are.
I'm actually a realtor, and I am a lawyer. But you need somebody to be able to explain to you the ins and outs of the transaction. There's a lot of pitfalls out there, especially with commercial real estate. I mean, usually these are investments that are usually for somebody that is seasoned, understands real estate. And so a realtor will find you the property and advise you on certain things, but a lawyer is the one that you need to guide you through the process from contract to closing.
But wouldn't title insurance, just as a follow, wouldn't title insurance cover over any of those mistakes?
Title insurance covers a lot of things. But just like in all types of insurance, some things aren't covered. So, for example, in a title insurance policy for a commercial real estate property, the most important thing is not what you're insured for. It's rather what you're not insured for.
Okay.
So an attorney will read over your proposed title commitment for title insurance and see what are the exceptions to the policy and find out, in fact, what you're not insured for. Mm-hmm. And that's a big deal because it may be that some of those things on title are what your intended use for the property is.
Gotcha.
And so if you're unable to... hire somebody or have somebody advise you as to what those things are, you can find yourself in a situation where you are purchasing a property that you can't do anything with because that's not what you bought it for.
Yeah, well, I have a quick question for Mike Santucci. Mike,
the Tooch.
You have a magnificent office complex. We court here in your beautiful office. I mean, it's huge here. And I didn't know this until after several months. Your firm actually owns this floor.
Yes, this building at one time was converted into office condos. So like you can buy a condo to live in, you can also buy a condo to work in. So this entire suite.
Plug the offices that
bought.
Are available.
Yeah.
plug them while you can.
Thank you. We do have a few available offices for rent for attorneys.
Yes, so come attorneys, and get them while you can. They're going fast. We have the guy to close them. We have two guys to close them, actually.
Well, two board certified.
One qualified, one not.
More on the topic.
Really?
I always recommend that my clients hire retained counsel when they're involved in a real estate transaction, mainly because if you're relying on your realtor, the realtor has an interest in making sure the deal happens because they don't get paid if the deal doesn't happen, and you don't always want every closing to happen. Sometimes a better
attorney
decision.
Is the one that says
Gary,
no.
Yeah, exactly. Gary Singer might advise you to pull out. And so anyway, with that, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with more legal news and review.
Today's broadcast is brought to you in part by Corporate Capital Direct. Listen, banks are not lending, and the online lenders may not tell you all you need to hear to make the right decision for your company needs. Get the inside edge for business financing. Whether you have capital needs for inventory, payroll, general operating expenses, or even to consolidate expensive debt or tax issues, Corporate Capital Direct can help you avoid common mistakes when seeking a capital solution for your business. Never upfront fees. Get the inside edge for your business financing needs. Call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com. Again, call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com.
Welcome back to Legal News and Review. recipient of the Award of Excellence from the Florida Bar, featuring Michael Santucci of the law firm Santucci Priori, practicing intellectual property, business, and entertainment law and litigation, located in downtown Fort Lauderdale. Reach them at 500law.com or 954-351-7474. To contact the legal panel hosts and guests, go online to belegalbuzz.com. Once again, here's your moderator, Philip Bell.
Legal News and Review is back on the air. I'm Philip Bell, the moderator, along with Michael Santucci, Gary Singer, and Gary Ostro, not to be confused by Gary Singer.
Not to be confused by Gary Singer.
That's right. So, like whenever I try to explain something.
Certainly not with Gary Singer.
You know, title work down here can be, talk about headaches, I mean, with open permits, but how can I find out if I'm getting good title?
Again, it goes back to what Gary was saying. It's that title commitment. You do a title search on the property, and the title commitment is a document that's produced that lists a number of requirements that you need to clear up to get good title.
And is that a preliminary title report?
Phil, I'm sorry. I got to jump in there, but if you got to ask if it was good title, it wasn't good title.
Well, was it good for you?
Wanted to put that out there.
So,
go ahead, Robert. No. I'm sorry.
So basically, the title policy or the title commitment rather will show the requirements that you need in order to close the transaction, and then there's a schedule of exceptions. And so whether you have good title will be determined by the title company or the closing agent at that time if it's an attorney. Removing or clearing all those title requirements, and then obviously understanding the exceptions to the policy. To make sure that you're buying the property for exactly what you want it to do, that none of those exceptions will affect title for your intended use of the property.
I have a question. So what if you're, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, boyfriend, whatever, and you buy a property together and then you break up, now you own a property together. What would you do? How do you get out of that mess?
Wow.
That's are you planning on something soon?
Sure.
That we should know about?
Yeah. I never should have bought that property with you, Gary.
Oh,
you ever get worried about the title?
Love Gary the title. Doesn't give good title.
Right. Yeah, that's not good. My title company does. Thank goodness.
We would hope so.
Well, Gibraltar, go ahead.
You would always try. Obviously, the best case is to come to an agreement and try to come to a closing. You know, go to a closing and sell the property. You know, without keeping it out of the courts. If it comes to the point where you just can't reach an agreement, a partition action would be something that you'd have to explore.
And what's
at that
point?
It's an action where you go to court, and the judge will actually determine what we're going to do with this property from a standpoint of selling it. How are we going to distribute the assets or the proceeds from the sale? And you're actually putting the sale of the property in the hands of a judge.
Gotcha.
This is maybe obvious. In fact, I'm sure it is to a lot of people who know anything about real estate. I know nothing. Title insurance, I know what it sounds like, what it suggests, but would this be a fair example? I'm buying a home and I pay a title insurance company to ensure that the title that the seller has is clear enough for them to convey the property to me, and if it's not within the time period I have to purchase, then what do they do? What's the remedy? What is the function of a title company in that respect, if that makes any sense?
Well, any in due diligence or investigation of the property, title-wise as well, you have a certain period of time under the contract. If you have a good lawyer, they'll negotiate a contract.
By the title company? Are they the only always one that do the due diligence?
No. Due diligence is a really all-encompassing term. There's a lot of things that go into investigating a property. Title is one of them. What I suggest to my clients is if you've negotiated a contract with a due diligence period, which would allow you to back out of the transaction, if there was something to come up during that time frame, I recommend my clients to do their title work during that time frame. See what comes up, if there are any issues, and if those issues are something that you can't live
with.
What
are the most typical routine type of issues people see when it comes to complicated title?
There's a lot.
The most routine.
You've got liens that appear on the property, recorded liens, come up a lot.
Like open permits, I understand.
Open permits are something that you would find in a lien search. which is basically a different type of search than a title search. Mm-hmm. But those are issues sometimes that come up. I mean, obviously, if you're buying a property with an open permit, that means there hasn't been a final inspection, and now you don't know whether that work was done properly or not. So, to go back to your point, yes, the gist is do your title work, do your investigation, both the physical, inspection of the property and the legal side of it during your due diligence so that if there's something that comes up, you can grab that deposit back and walk away.
In that due diligence period, that's also your opportunity to inspect various aspects of the property. What are your thoughts on the so many people out there that rely on their realtor to hire all the inspectors? Because they have relationships with them and they can reach out and get an inspection done quickly.
Before you answer, because it's a very good question, but it's a loaded question because realtors, and I'm going to stick up for them a little bit, you know, because there are oftentimes people beat up on them. It's like everything else, like lawyers, like doctors, like everything else. There's good ones and there's bad ones.
Sure.
You know, and the answer I know you're fishing for is don't get your inspector from your realtor because your realtor wants it to close. But the reality is, you know, sometimes a realtor may want the inspector to find lots of stuff. So that way you can get a big credit, which may also engender the deal. Yeah. Or the realtor may, and I started to step on you, Roberto, but the realtor may know a really good and be very ethical and know a really good person and still want what's best for you. So in a lot of ways, it's not a fair question. Mm-hmm. But
we're not here to be fair.
Know, but, you know, it's not fair to the realtors. It's fair to our guests.
Yes.
But the real, I think the real question you're trying to ask, to get to the meat of it is like, what can people do to protect themselves from getting corralled into a deal that's not good for them?
Yeah, that's the gist of the point.
Of it, right?
You got to make sure that you're making the right investigations for the property that you're buying. There are different types of commercial real estate, but there are certain ones that require a higher level of investigation. I mean, if you're going to buy a strip mall that has a dry cleaner on it, you're going to want to do an environmental. if you are buying a strip mall with multiple tenants, you're going to want to see a rent roll. You want to see that it cash flows and makes sense monetarily for you.
Even if I'm paying cash, I would want to do the environmental.
The environmental.
Oh, even more.
Yeah. You have more to lose.
If you have a lender, you're doing one whether you want to or not, because the lender is going to
make you.
You're right, but I'm saying.
I've come to the conclusion that anything the lender wants you to do to protect them, you should voluntarily do it for yourself.
Right. That's right.
That's a giveaway.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the reason that's important, the environmental is so important, is because, you know, after the EPA enacted legislation that gives the government the ability to pursue you as the landowner, even as the lender, you want to classify under what they call the innocent landowner defense. And by doing that is getting an environmental. And you've done your job in trying to figure out, hey, is there contamination here or the possibility of contamination? And by doing that, you've protected yourself, obviously, by you not being the one that did the contamination. But by getting the environmental, you protect yourself immensely. So
Wait one second. In all reality, we opened up the program talking about different trends, and one trend was putting investment property in your 401ks.
Ah,
I know we have people listening to know. You know, is that responsible? Is it smart, or are they opening up a can of worms that's going to bite them?
There's a couple of points that, or a couple of things that I'd like to bring up. With the 401k, it's something that's very interesting because the 401k generally has to have title to the property.
Right.
In addition to that, the benefits are obviously that the income and all that flows through the 401k, so it's tax deferred. But having said that, the one question that always pops into my mind is if you're using this 401k, and you're using proceeds from that 401k to purchase the real estate, well then, and the title to the real estate's in the name of the 401k, what happens to those assets that are not in the real estate? Are they subject to some kind of liability, or are you exposing the other part of your 401k if you have title to the real estate in the 401k?
Very good point.
It's a very trendy thing now. A lot of people are doing it. It's been around, but a lot more. Yeah. I'm seeing a lot more common. But that's the one question that I would have, or I would give pause and have my clients think about when doing purchasing a property in their 401k.
Well, I'm going to say, fellas, we're getting close on time, that I recommend strongly that even if you're buying a house, you go out and get a competent, hopefully board certified real estate attorney to protect you. And it's a smart thing to do. But I'll go even further and say that if you're buying commercial property and you don't hire an experienced real estate attorney with commercial properties, you're a fool.
Yeah.
I'm going to go that far and say that, and, you know, you are that. So if you could give us how people get in touch with you if they need that kind of help.
Sure. They can reach us on our website, www.flataslaw.com. There's a lot of information about our firm, about our experience, about the type of transactions that we handle. And you could always give us a call, 305-442-1443.
And he's easy to find. You ever go to his office, you stop at the Hereford Grill downstairs, Beth Sangria in Miami. You got to get that plug.
They're my clients, so they're going to appreciate the plug.
Fantastic restaurant.
In fact, we were going to talk
steaks.
Just about them.
Yes.
Absolutely. So now everyone in your car, head down to the Hereford, and they're here, stop and say hi. Roberto, and I want to thank you all for stopping. And as always, folks,
be legal.
You've been listening to the award-winning Legal News and Review, recognized by the Florida Bar's Award of Excellence. Legal News and Review. Featuring Michael Santucci from the law firm of Santucci Priori, located in downtown Fort Lauderdale, and practicing intellectual property, business, and entertainment law and litigation. They can be reached at 500law.com or at 954-351-7474. To contact the legal panel hosts and guests, go to BeLegalBuzz.com. And to reach Gary Singer, board-certified real estate and syndicated columnist, appearing in 400 media outlets, including the front page of the Money Section every Monday in the Sun Sentinel, from the law firm of Gary M. Singer, PA, call 954-851-1448 for legal news and review. Remember, be legal.
Today's broadcast is brought to you in part by Corporate Capital Direct. Listen, banks are not lending, and the online lenders may not tell you all you need to hear to make the right decision for your company needs. Get the inside edge for business financing. Whether you have capital needs for inventory, payroll, general operating expenses, or even to consolidate expensive debt or tax issues, Corporate Capital Direct can help you avoid common mistakes when seeking a capital solution for your business. Never upfront fees. Get the inside edge for your business financing needs. Call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com. Again, call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com.